Today, Ezra should be learned of Pei Aleph from Masech de Baba Basra. Some of the topics we learned about include the machlekes in the Mishnah regarding hakoynish nei lonis b'tich stecha veroi harezer loikon karka. If a person bought two trees in someone else's field, the Tanakhama says he does not acquire the land under and around the trees. Ramey disagrees and says konakarka, he does acquire the land under and around the trees. And the machlekes regarding bikurim, the first fruits that one must bring to Yerushalayim and give it to a kohen. Hakoynish nei ilonis patir shechaveir, the Tanakhama holds, maybe ve'en the kairi. He brings bikurim, but he does not recite the psukim of parshas bikurim because, since he does not own the land under the tree, he cannot recite the words pri hadama shenasatali, which imply that he owns the land from which the fruits grew. Well, Rameir says, maybe ve'kairi. He brings bikurim and he does recite the psukim because, since he does own the land, he can recite these words. However, Meir does agree regarding Hakoyne Ilon Echad Batech Shechaveire Meve Ve'en Nekaire. If a person bought only one tree in someone else's property, he brings Bikurim, but he does not recite the Pesukim, because for one tree he does not acquire its land. The Gemara discusses several issues regarding the halacha of Meve Ve'en Nekaire. Chulin Ba'azara. Perhaps these fruits are not Bikurim, and one is forbidden to bring a Chulin item into the Azara. V'komafgelu Mitruma U'maiser. Perhaps these fruits are not Bikurim, and they are obligated in Truma U'maiser. Perhaps these fruits are bikurim and he is obligated to recite the pesukim. The concept of kolaro lebila in bila ma'kevesboy, b'chol she'ein ro lebila bila ma'kevesboy. Rashi Masech de Yevamos Daf Kuf Dalet explains, a carbon mincha is composed of an isarin seilus, a certain 1/10 measurement of flour, and shaman oil. There's a mitzvah of bila to mix up these two ingredients. However, loyba will kosher. If he did not mix it, it's acceptable. However, if one brought a carbon mincha consisting of 61 Yisroinim seilas, he must separate out one Yisroin seilas to be brought in a second utensil because more than 60 Yisroinim cannot be mixed well. This seemingly contradicts the previous halacha of Leibol Kasha. Therefore, Bezer explains, Kaloroi Labila, a carbon mincha of a smaller amount, since it is Ro Labila, it's possible to mix it, Ein Bila Ma Kevesboy, the mixing is not mandatory, and Leibol Kasha. However, kol she'ein ro labila, a carbon milch of a larger amount, since it is ein ro labila, it's not possible to mix it. Bila ma kevesboy, the ability to mix it is mandatory, and therefore leibol apostle. The Gemara will apply this concept to the obligation for kriya, the recitation of the parashas bikurim.